analyzed or explained. But there are very wonderful things I discovered during the 40 years of my walking with God. They are miracles, in working of miracles. Now, for instance, one thing. God sets the blessing into the depth of your soul and He fastens it there. Otherwise, you'd lose it. It'd fly away. But He keeps it for His name's sake. These blessings God bestows upon us have cost Him a great price. And He watches over them. And while exteriorly we don't always see what's happening, somebody's dancing in the spirit, and a great light is set ablaze within his soul. Somebody claps their hands and chains aren't broken. And these outward manifestations are very wonderful. They somehow inspire faith and they clear the atmosphere. But the wonders that God works within are the real blessings that God bestows upon us. Let us have this morning very great faith. And let us walk softly with our God when we leave this place. He will hold me with His mighty hand. He will hold me with His mighty hand. In temptation He will help me stand, for He will hold me with His mighty hand.
He will hold me with His mighty hand. Like us to know that He's leading us all along. Praise the Lord. And before we close this meeting, I just feel so very signally led to give a little word of testimony.
Oh, glory.
tremendously impressed with the fact that Brother Wolfogle reminded us of the word that the Lord gave us in Ridgewood at the beginning of this year, that this would be a year of power and a year of opportunity. And I'll tell you why. I have remembered that word throughout the year. I always endeavor to remember the words that the Lord gives us of that nature, to pray over them. And to claim them. Something happened which entirely personal, and I just want to make it very, very clear in a moment something about it, but something happened in connection with camp and the opening of camp and so on. You know, if God is wanting to give a victory, why, there's often a real struggle. And the enemy works in very, very different ways. And none of you would, or hardly any of you would have any idea of anything about this at all. But the enemy worked in one of the most subtle ways that I have ever seen him work. And sort of dealt me a blow that in my own soul that would have had a tendency to cripple me. And I want to make it very clear, it had nothing to do with my wife whatsoever. In fact, she stood so royally beside me in the midst of it all and exercised great faith, and I thank God for such an one who knows how to stand. And I was certainly endeavoring to see the Lord, and God was certainly coming to me. But somehow or other, I had suffered.